Beneath the cloak, Dorian, Wanhope, had decided to go bare-chested. A god felt not the cold. He strode forward, decisive to cover for his earlier hesitation. Great nut of veer rising on his skin. He gestured and a young man was brought forward. The young man's name was Udric Ursul. All of the Aethlings in Kaliras had been killed, but 17 who'd already left for their harrowing still lived. Udric had impregnated the wrong Modaini oligarch's daughter and had to flee, thus failing his Urdthon. He'd come home to beg mercy.
Do you know, Udric, if you raise 13 legions of Krull, you can command them yourself. But if you raise just one more, you have to muster an arcane ghoul.
A what?
It's a creature that these wild men didn't dare try to master. Tell me, brother, is it better for one man to die or the whole people?
Dorian felt, or imagined, the jubilation of a thousand strangers.
Gorkendulus, come! Be known to me!
Green lightning danced around him. A train of blue fire looped around him. Then the ground began to boil around Udric's corpse. Flares danced over Udric, and the corpse's muscles tore, skin ripped. The shamans saw their mistake. They hadn't dared raise an Archangelus, and Dorian had. A bolt of lightning cracked the earth before Wanhope, blinding him. Thunder ripped over him and over both armies, dropping men to the ground on both sides. Then Wanhope's vision returned. There was a man standing where Udric had been, and every eye was on him. He was easily 7 feet tall, with hair of molten gold falling to the nape of his neck. Though his skin was the color of polished silver, it wasn't shiny or artificial. His eyes were an arresting emerald of a shade barely within human possibility. Perhaps one man in a million had such eyes. Perhaps mimicking Wanhope, he too was bare-chested, though his body was lean and angular. He was the most beautiful man Wanhope had ever seen.